1570, 96.9, and Boom 102.7 FM, WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Top of the morning to ya. If ya think finding me pot of gold is lucky, wait till ya see the treasure trove at TC Trailers. Over 300 beauties sitting there, ready to roll. Flatbeds, goosenecks, dump trailers, you name it. And Big Tom Maple, a giant of a man with deals so big, even a leprechaun can't resist. Plus, they've got a repair shop, a parts store, and financing. So no excuses, lads and lassies. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you ain't pulling your weight. TC-trailers.com.
Are your brakes squeaking or grinding? Is it time for an alignment? Before you hit the road, hit up Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big O Tires on State Road 39 can help you get back on the road in no time. With dependable service, honest advice, and fast turnaround times, Big O Tires in Lebanon is the team you trust. Stop in and talk to owner Alan or manager Lauren, or call 765-388-4715. Visit them on Facebook at Big O Tires in Lebanon to stay up to date on exclusive offers. When your car needs care, trust the name drivers rely on, Big O Tires.
Listen to all that cash I saved shopping at my local big deal store. I know what you're thinking. Jenny, tell me more. Well, this is a secret I love sharing. Shop your local big deal store from your phone, computer, or tablet for gift certificates at discounted prices. Automotive, pets, retail, groceries, entertainment, outdoor, restaurants, services, travel, health, beauty. It's all there. Shop and soon you'll be saving too.
Just click on the big deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BoonCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Welcome back to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 Party Line. Thanks to our friends at Clinton, Carroll, Boone County Daily News.com, Big Deals, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Ivy Tech Community College, and TC Trailers. The online telecast at HoosierlandTV.com, brought to you by
51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Shoop's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Gendo Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoops, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, the Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, Avery Home Store, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, Jerry's Body Shop, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi.
Thank you so much, Sam. And in studio with us now is Anita Stewart, who is the Executive Director of United Way. How are you?
I am good and ready for spring. How about you?
I am also very much ready for spring. I've loved these warmer temperatures, but then I saw this morning. And you know how they update things as time gets closer, but we do have next Tuesday morning, they're saying. Now, this is just right now. Again, this could obviously change, but a low of 18. So we're not done
stop
yet.
Stop it.
Yes, but both of you, I like that.
Just turn that thing off.
I think I will. That's a great idea. And you know, it is what it is, right?
So that's true.
Oh well. Anyway, so what do you guys have going on? I know that you're always busy, but talk about final campaign and how did that end up?
Well, we're a little disappointed this year. This has probably been the worst year of our campaign, and I don't know if a lot of it had to do. Well, I think a lot of it did. We had the government shut down. We had the SNAP benefits being discontinued. And so our campaign goal was 450, and we actually raised 353,537. So we were down 151,000. So that's quite a bit of money. So what happens when the campaign's down? That means we don't have as much money to give out to our agency. So it's going to be tough, you know, and I've emailed them and said, hey, campaign was down this year, you know, so that's really what that campaign is about, is being able to get back to those organizations that support our community.
Sure. So I know that does sound like a lot of money, and it is, especially for those, when they got the email, I always wonder, like, okay, do we have to have a meeting? Because then people really do have to adjust their budget and really think about how they're going to plan for that.
Yeah. Well, the good thing is we do our budgets annually, so we don't do like a 3-year. So if we do have a bad campaign, and then we always do the grant cycle after we know what our numbers are, so we have something to go by. So it's disappointing, and not just because you apply for a grant doesn't always mean that you get it, but there are some agencies that we've helped year after year that do a great job, and the dollars just won't go as far this year. So a little disappointed on that one.
I do think it's a little bit of a sign of the times, though. I mean, people are still struggling to get food and make sure their needs are met. And as we hear prices of everything, now gas is going back up, obviously. Yeah. And so I do think it's kind of a sign of the times.
I don't disagree with that at all.
All right. Well, let's talk about some other things that are a little more fun. So what would you like to start with today?
Well, we are partnering with Healthy Communities, Rotary, IU Health, and we're on our third annual Heroes of Hope, and that will take place on May the 2nd, which is the first Saturday in May, out at the Clinton Hall. And it is the same thing we've done every year. We provide resources for free things. Come out. We have our Bomba socks. There's books. There's all kinds of goodies out there and just information that's free to anybody in the community. This year, we're doing something a little bit different, which I think is kind of cool. We're having like sessions where you can go over for like a 15-minute and get like a person actually talking to you about something very specific. And so that's kind of nice this year to have that as well. And once again, like we started last year, if you go to a table and you get the information, you talk to them, you have little tickets that they'll give you, and then you put your ticket in one of the free drawings that they have. And last year that went over really good. So that's the whole idea, is to be able to educate the community, and it's free to everybody. It's kind of like the old health fair that the hospital used to do. And so that's on May the 2nd, called Heroes of Hope, and it's our third annual time to do this. So
is this at the fairgrounds?
Yes.
Okay.
In Clinton Hall.
Okay. Oh, in Clinton Hall this time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Clinton Edward Hall. Hall was, Edward Jones Building was already reserved, so.
That's right. Clinton Hall's still good. Yeah, absolutely. May 2nd, that should still be a great day. And I've been to that. Boy, you guys do provide a lot of free, not just services, but like you're talking about the Bomba socks, and there was little
there's
things
shoes
here.
For the kids,
yes,
and there's haircuts, and there's family pictures, and so it's just kind of like a fun day for everybody. We have the bouncy house and stuff outside for the kids. So it's a family day to come and just kind of enjoy. So it's a good time to come on out. So
I love the idea of the pictures. I know we've talked about that before, but that is something that is so hard. And photos, you know, to get a good quality photo, they're very expensive right now.
Right.
I don't know if I'm sure parents out there who have paid for their kids' school pictures
school picture,
are like, holy cow. I always hear how expensive they are, but they are expensive. And to just have one nice family photo, I mean, it's just, that means so much, I think.
Yep.
And
that, they print it right there for you.
That's nothing I would have ever thought about. So whoever came up with that idea, kudos to them.
I think I have to give credit to Laura Archibald on that one.
Well, that's a good one, by the way, another one. So so coming up May 2nd, get it on your calendars at Clinton Hall this year, and that's the Heroes of Hope. So what else do you have over here?
Well, we were just talking about the funding. Uh-huh. So right now, United Way only has one open cycle for grants, and so that opened on March the 2nd, and we'll end on March the 31st. So that's any not-for-profit in Clinton County who would like to apply. If you're interested in an application, all you need to do is call our office, or you can go to our Facebook page, which is just United Way for Clinton County, or you can email me. It's a long one. It's astewart@clintoncounty.org. I'm sorry, I said that wrong. It's astewart@uwclintoncounty.org. And then I'll send you the application and go from there. But that's a pretty big deal, because this is the only time that we have that open cycle. So,
grants. What kind of things do you think you'll be getting grants for?
Well, it has to be in health, education, or financial stability. It's got to be in one of those three pillars. And so, to be honest with you, we were talking about food insecure a little bit earlier. I think that we'll see a lot more come through for people just needing the basics, you know. Like Salvation Army is always really good at asking for money for emergency assistance for electric and food. And I just think we'll see a lot more of that.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think you're right. So, okay. So the grant cycle is open till the end of the month, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
I think it's ends at 4 p.m. on March the 31st.
All right.
And they just have to have them in by that day, correct?
Right. They have them in by that day. And then what happens is there's a what we call an allocation committee that gets together and we review them. And then we actually do a Zoom call with the agency and their board member. They can have their whole board if they want, but it has to be the executive director and their board member, or at least one, on the call. And then afterwards, we go through and kind of rate them on what the necessity is in our community. And then some people will get grants, some won't. A lot of them ask for a lot of money up front. And I do the same thing when I write a grant because you know you're probably not going to get that amount. So just the amounts will be a lot smaller this year.
Absolutely. So. And again, Anita Stewart is the executive director of United Way. She's our guest on Party Line today. And United Way helps support lots of local organizations. How many nonprofits receive support?
15.
And boy, the impact that that has on our community.
I mean, basically, they're the ones, you know, they're out there on the ground. They're doing that work and, you know, all those different areas that we support, the health, education, financial stability. Without them, you know, Corey and I couldn't do all that. So our goal is to help support them, do whatever need, you know. For example, Coach Kids was really, really low on games and stuff, and I guess the games were getting pretty bad. So we said, hey, we'll see what kind of games we get. And I couldn't believe people were dropping off brand new. We're like, just slightly used ones are fine. And we got tons of just different toys and games and stuff for, you know, the Coach Kids at the schools. So, you know, how easy is that? So that's kind of like how we help in our office besides the financial part. So it was just, it was fun to see all that come in.
That was a good one because, you know, there's games from our childhood that we want to kind of relive again. And it was neat to go and look and see like, oh, I used to play that when I was like Kerplunk. I mean, my kids, my grandkids got a game. I'm like, oh, my gosh, we had that when I was a kid. So it just brings that nostalgia back. You know what I mean?
Do you remember the mystery dating game? I think it was called. I always wanted that. I never got it. I don't know if I ever played it, but I always wanted that game.
We always have. Somebody has something, right? Sam, what was yours? You see, these kids were growing up with Nintendos and all that.
We had a Wii. That was the first thing we got. But, man, I didn't really get a lot of games. I felt like I got toys more often. Mm-hmm. So I always got cap guns for my thing. So one time my mom ran over my cap guns. And for Christmas that year, my grandpa, he got me new two guns, because that's what I asked for, apparently. Sure. New two guns.
Oh, funny.
Double barrels blazing, weren't you?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Just in case mom runs over one again, I've got a backup.
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly right. All right. So open grant cycle. And then you guys are doing something that I think looks really fun.
Well, this is our first year to do it. I mean, we've done all of these things, but we're combining them all together. It's called a Splash Bash. And we usually do like our Jeep show. We do the Wacky Quacky Duck. We do like the National Night Out with backpacks and our Bomba Socks. And all those events take time, takes volunteers and stuff. So this year when we're looking at National Night Out, we're actually a host with the police department. And that is like the same time school starting. So these backpacks that we give out, which is like 500 or 600 before school starts, these kids already have them. And so when we were talking to them, they can't move that date because it's a national thing with the police department. So we're really bummed. So this year we will not be with National Night Out. We're actually going to do it on July the 23rd. It's going to be at the TPA Park. And we are actually going to do our Jeep show that night. We're going to do the Wacky Quacky Duck Derby that night. We're going to be giving backpacks away that night. We will have our Bomba Sock giveaway. We have Meridian is coming. It'll do your kids' sports physicals for only $10 that night, so you can get that before school starts.
Wow, that's a good idea as well.
That was awesome. And then we have vaccines that the kids need them. They'll be there. We'll have food and games, vision screening. We'll have all of our agencies there. So if you want to sign your kids up at the Boys and Girls Club, if you want to do Coach Kids, whatever it is that you want to do, if you want information about Open Door Clinic, all these agencies, they'll all be there. And then, of course, there will be food and stuff there. So we're pretty excited about that night. We're thinking it's probably going to be a pretty big event. And we're also going to be adding to the Wacky Quacky Duck Derby, a couple different events with I don't want to give away yet, but I think it's going to people going down the slide. Yeah, a little teaser. So because that goes so quick, we thought, you know, everybody's going to be there. They can't be inside of the pool, but they can stand on the outside and watch the actual event this year. So pretty excited. Corey's doing a great job working on it. As a matter of fact, we have a marketing meeting today to keep things rolling and going. So really excited about this. like I said, combining it all, we think it'll be a big night, especially with the kids being able to get their backpacks before school starts.
Yeah, I love that idea. And the Jeep show has really turned out.
Yeah.
It's just grown.
20 to 25 Jeeps, you know, so.
Yes. And so if we, you know, add all this, I can only imagine this is really going to be a fun event. So it's coming up on July 23rd. That will be at TPA Park. What time will that start?
5.
Okay. So we 5 to 8. So we can still make it after work and everything.
Yep.
And still get all of these wonderful services and a chance, again, to get backpacks and everything as well.
Yeah.
Good for you guys.
To figure out a date between, you know, trying to do it after 4-H, before the hot dog festival. Where do you squeeze that in? So that's right. We're actually calling that our week of United Way week, because the beginning of the week, you know how we hide the ducks every year and
yes.
They go out and find them. So Monday and Tuesday, ducks will be hid in the community. And then also we'll be having our auction, our online silent auction before the big event on Thursday. So it'll be
Melissa,
a pretty busy week.
I wonder if she heard that in the
other
room.
I know she likes that auction.
She loves it. There's that competitiveness. Yeah. I don't know if you heard us talking about that earlier, but she's a lefty and lefties are supposedly more competitive. But it comes to the online auction, Sam. If there's something you want to get, don't hope you're not bidding against Melissa Miller.
All right.
She watches that thing hardcore that day.
It's funny how everybody just does it like in the last 2 or 3 minutes of something they want, and it's like ding, 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 because Corey and I can see all of the action going
sure.
on. So it's fun to watch.
I bet that's fun. All right. So then you have an annual meeting, which is actually coming up not too far away.
Yeah. Actually, on April the 2nd, it's our annual meeting. We'll talk about our campaign. We'll talk about our celebrations, all the different things that we've done in the community. And I also have another teaser. We'll have something else to announce there as well. So.
Oh, come on. You can't leave us hanging.
I'm leaving you hanging.
Darn it. All right. So. Okay. So the annual meeting, April 2nd. 8:30
in the morning. It's over at Trinity Hope.
Okay, at Trinity Hope. Let's talk about some other things.
Sure.
You were talking about you're kind of combining this event and getting volunteers. I know is so difficult, not just for you, but for everybody. It seems like that's really a difficult thing to do. So, if somebody's interested in volunteering, how can they? What kinds of things, first of all, could they do? I know sometimes we've packed the backpacks or there are things that people can help do that they aren't really intensive.
Right. So a lot of it is our organizations will let us know that they need something. I mean, we have the food truck where we need volunteers. We do the backpack. During campaign time, I need people to stuff envelopes. And, you know, that actually Wesley Manor does a great job of doing that. They'll come over and fold all my things and I actually got envelopes that peel off now, so I don't have to lick them. That wasn't too fun. But it just depends. It could be like when we, at Christmas time, when we're doing our food bags, it's separating all the food and bagging up the food. It could be, it just varies. People call us and say, hey, I need volunteers, so we'll put it out on our Facebook. So if you're on our Facebook, which is just United Way for Clinton County, we put all that information out there and you want to volunteer, then we can get you hooked up to the person you need.
Sure. I think some people just want to do a little bit here and there.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they don't want to do a long term. And there are a lot of folks that maybe go down to Florida during the winter months or some other Arizona, some other warm state. And they feel like, oh, I can't give as much because I'm not here. But there are still ways they can give on days like this where it's just
sure.
a day or maybe a couple of hours or maybe not even that long. So just check with Anita.
We have a really good pool of volunteers. It's just when I need lots of them at one time, like this Splash Bash. I'll need a lot of volunteers for that day. Also, the school mascots are going to be there, and the schools that have their own table set up. Forgot about that. She didn't put it on there. We need to put that on there. But anyway, I'm really thinking this is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, so, that will be a lot of fun.
Sorry about that.
Oh, that's all right.
Digressed.
Welcome to my world. I go all over the place. what else can we look forward to? Because the ducks hasn't been going on that long, and it's something you guys started. Are you working on any other plans that you just maybe haven't announced yet or anything else that we need to know about that's coming up that you...
I think I've already given you
like
two teasers.
No, actually, yeah, come on.
I don't know of any right away, but I think we're just trying to really take this will be our third year, and keep building it and make it bigger and bigger. So,
what's the biggest impact that you've seen United Way make in our community? Because I've seen a lot of them. I mean, if you just look around, people may not actually know that, that was United Way or that was United Way. So talk about maybe your biggest and maybe just tell us about some that maybe people don't know about.
Oh, gosh. to be honest with you, I think the summer food program was huge, and the school took it over last year. And that's one thing we're working on, is to see if Clinton Central and Clinton Prairie need the summer food program, where United Way will apply for the grant and get the kids out there food like Frankfort did last year, where they just drive through. I think when we did that, what was it, 3 summers in a row, that was a huge impact. Mm-hmm. You're talking about a lot of kids who got fed during the summer. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. Yeah. So I think anything that's food related, because I think those are just the basic needs that people don't understand, that we're writing grants to be able to feed people. I mean, at Christmas time, we work with Healthy Communities. They do the toys. We did the food. And just writing the grants, and we were able to make sure that every family for Christmas had 5 meals. That included meat for each. So they got hamburger, they had chicken, they had pork chop. So, and then we put things together so they could actually have a meal. So I think anytime you're doing the basic needs of people, which we do a lot, I think that's probably the biggest impact. And then, of course, my passion, too, is St. Matthew's, the Early Learning Childhood Center out on that St. Matthew's is doing on Mulberry Jefferson Road. I mean, we have 55 kids who are now getting quality childcare. And my granddaughter goes, and I'm amazed. She's 2. I'm just amazed that she knows her ABCs. She can count to 20. She knows all of her colors. And she's learning, you know, circles and squares. She'll come home and say, we go round and round and round, you know. So it's just, I'm just amazed. And I'm happy that we have that kind of quality of education, because to me, education is just really important.
It's funny you say that, because we've recently had some of our principals and superintendents on Party Line join us. And that's what they're saying, is early childhood education. That when kids go to kindergarten now, most of them already know their colors, their letters. Some can already read, in fact. And we attribute that to things like St. Matthew and other quality preschools around our area.
Yeah, I think it's too important. And so I those are a few that I think of. Of course, the backpacks, you know, when you're giving out 500 to 600 backpacks for school starts, you understand there's definitely a need for the kids here. And we focus a lot on that.
What all are being put into the backpacks? Because I see you guys hand out backpacks, but I know they're not empty.
They're not. So we actually get the list from the schools. And so we will put, if it says like 4 packs of crayons, depending on how many are donated, they definitely get 2 packages of crayons. So each school, you know, depending on their list, and most of them are pretty similar, that's what we put in the backpacks, whatever's on that list, or most of it, whatever we get donated goes into it.
I was going to say, I mean, it's nice enough that you give away the backpacks, but I know that they weren't empty. So I'm like, there's more in there that you guys are doing that you need a little credit for.
So, that's probably true.
What are some of the other things that people maybe don't know that you do?
Oh, caught me off guard. I got to think.
Because I think Laura Archibald, we talk about that with her, too. There's a lot of little things that people don't know that people have their hands in. And I think United Way is another one of those organizations.
We do. We partner a lot with different organizations. We do a lot with Laura, because one of our pillars is health. And, of course, she takes a lot of the health things, and her people do that. So we have a lot to do with the recovery. We spend quite a bit of money in the recovery. So that's important. I don't know if people understand that we do that. Over at Open Door Clinic, we make sure that we have enough funds there so people who are diabetic can get those supplies. I'm not sure if people understand that. Those are the 2 big ones off my top of my head. We just partner with a lot of different people. I mean,
again, I have to say, in our community, the partnerships, and I think
huge,
yes. Yeah. And a lot of that is attributed to you folks who are leading those groups. You know, sometimes people, I don't want to get involved, we're doing our own thing. But really, it takes the village. And you guys have put together a wonderful village here.
And we're very good at saying, I can't help you, but this is who can help you. And we're very good with sharing that, because if I can't help them, I know somebody who can, why wouldn't I want them to have that information?
Absolutely. So I totally agree with that. Why wouldn't you want to? And then this food insecurity that we are seeing in our communities, can people just donate food? I mean, how does that work? Because I've been seeing on Facebook, and this has been out of Carroll County, but there's a woman over there that's just like, I fixed extra meals. Whoever wants them can come and get them. But can we?
Oh, wow.
Can we just donate cans? What's the best way to help that?
That's
program.
A good question. I mean, anything that comes to us, we'd probably get to a food pantry. So if somebody wanted to drop food off to us, we'd just take it to the food pantries. We call them, say, who needs this? So I know that Corey with Clinton Central, they did their service project at Christmas time, and they built 5 of the food boxes that are actually going out in the community. They're actually putting those up before spring break. So if you live in Kirkland, oh, she's told me all these Michigan
Forest,
towns.
Forest, Michigan towns, Circleville.
I don't think Circleville.
I'm trying to think.
There's 5 of them.
Okay.
I can get that out to you. But people can just go put food in those boxes that the kids made out at Clinton Central out into the county, because a lot of times people know of the food pantries in town, but if you live in Forest and you don't have a way to get into town, how do you get the food? So that was the purpose of the box. And then inside is like a letter saying, here are helpful things. If you put a box of macaroni and cheese in there, but they don't have milk and they don't have butter, or they don't have utilities, how are they going to make it?
Right.
So it's like putting things in there that they can open.
Peanut butter.
It could be
tuna.
You could put bread in there. You could put mayonnaise. You know, throw some spoons in there. I mean, it's amazing. How are they going to eat that if they don't have any utensils and then they're hungry? So it's maybe thinking just a little bit different. So if you really want to help them, it's just not clean out your pantry. It's things that would really help them.
See, that goes deeper into thought. I think we just think, oh, we can take a can, but really, you have to put a little bit more thought behind it, don't we?
They don't have can openers.
Sure. So the kind that have the pop tops in some cases, and fruit that has like the pop tops. And
right.
Oh, see, I hadn't thought of it. Now, can you put like bananas and things in there as well?
You probably could. We have people who are going to be checking the boxes.
Okay.
I don't know if I do it while it's cold, but I think that during the summer stuff, you could probably do something like that, since we do have people checking the boxes to make sure things aren't bad in there, that kind of stuff. Expire, if somebody puts expired, we don't want people to have expired food. So
what about, and I'm thinking here of, you know, some of our teenage girls and our youth, and I know we're getting close on time. Do we have any programs where we're in the schools or elsewhere where we can donate things like deodorant or sanitary supplies or things like that?
You can definitely donate those to United Way or Healthy Communities, because we collect those, and that's what we give out at Heroes of Hope. We also, in our high school bags this year, they don't need it like paper and a lot of that stuff, because everything's electronic. So when we were surveying them, they said, well, we could have some deodorant and stuff like that, or toothpaste or something. So the high school bags are going to have some hygiene products in them this year.
Okay. See, so, that's one I always think of for kids. And, and when I did my shoebox for Christmas, that was one of the things that, you know, we put in there as well. So you are always a wealth of information.
Oh, well, thanks.
Tell folks again how they can get a hold of you.
The easiest way to get a hold of us would be on Facebook at United Way for Clinton County. That's the easiest way. Corey checks it every day. She's always posting. She does a great job. Or if you just want to call our office, it's 765-654-5573.
Anita Stewart is the Executive Director of United Way of Clinton County. Thank you so much. And she has flyers for me here, so you'll be able to see some of these events as we get closer to them on Clinton, Carroll, and BooneCountyDailyNews.com. So check those out and check out their Facebook page as well. Thank you, Anita. We appreciate you.
Thanks for having me.
We were speaking earlier about our big deals. We have partnered with our friends over at Big B Coffee, and they want us to start our week off right. Okay, so here's what they're offering. And by the way, if you're looking for a job or a part-time job, Big B is also hiring. But they're giving away a couple of free beverages. I've got them right here in my hand to kick your week off right. Kind of a Monday, they want to start your week off with something good. So we're going to give away a pair of free Big B coffee gift cards. If you would like to win those cards, all you have to do is call right now, 659-3338, 659-3338. We'll hook you up with any free beverage, two of those, from Big B Coffee in Frankfort out there at the Walmart Plaza.
Do you have to call? I'm sitting here.
All right.
I'm just teasing.
Call quick. Anita's here. 659-3338. You can win a pair of Big B cards. All right. Thank you so much. Sam, thank you as well for filling in. And we'll have more on regionals as we find out that information as well. You've been listening to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.